pretend. Yeah. I'll be right here, baby. You know it's sink or swim. Oh, don't you worry. I'll be there whenever you want me. I need somebody who can love me at my worst. No, I'm not perfect, but I hope you see my worth. Cause it's only you, nobody knew I put you first. And for you, girl, I swear I'd do the you first, and for you, girl, I swear I'd do the worst.
Flow.
So straight face. Get my prize. I don't show off often. Can't bring you to the parties, cause they all start pressing in my hands. I love them, but you're just something different. Meet my mama and my cousins. Got me out of character too soon. Cause I know you look good in a black suit. And I know you think about these things too. Don't lie. I don't wanna rush it, cause we got time. And when you're ready, we can play them. And if you love me, don't play face down. When you're ready, I'm all in. And if you love me, don't play face down.
Let's call a spade, I think I got the hands for the games you play. Flop the nuts, now it's training day. You want the turn for a change of pace. I know the river be my saving grace. I sipped your water, I can't shake the taste. I'm on tilt, it's no paper chase. I'm more built, drop the ankle weights. I'm on stilts, fuck the low-key shit. Had high hopes when I came your way. A royal flush and we exchanging face, like.
When you're ready, we can play and if you love me, don't play face down. When you're ready, I'm all in. And if you love me, don't play face down. And when you're ready, we can play up. And if you love me, don't play face down. When you're ready, I'm all in. And if you love me, don't play face down.
Don't play face down.
Stay tuned. The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Togetherness can bring to feel, you feel the soul inside of you. You've got to feel it.
Well, this one called the volcano eruption. Well, you see, now 84 crowd of people. You know, man, have become new. It ain't nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth them just a dress up in a white collar shirt. And some of them wear it till it resemble dirt. He said, he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn out your left pocket. I'm searching for a comb automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is your number? I didn't answer. What is your number? I still don't answer. What is your number, boy? I really don't answer. In crank up in chopper. Me mama, then me started to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW, what you want? 64, 46, BMW, Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it name. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not the donyam jackal, not the donyam dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. He come from the planet of Earth. Say granny in a kitchen, I cook rice and chicken. The dread out a door, I cook a eat a soup. No trouble granny, granny never trouble you. Nothing cook up in my tals too. Him, nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth them a dress up in a white collar shirt. And some of them wear it till it resemble dirt. He said, he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn out your left pocket. I'm searching for a comb automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is the number? I didn't answer. What is the number? I still don't answer. What is the number, boy? I really don't answer. In crank up me chopper. Me mama, let me start it to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW, what you want? 64, 46, that a BMW, Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it him. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not the donyam jackal, not the donyam dirt. He donyam jackal, not the donyam dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. Cause not he come from the planet of Earth. Cause things me used to do, me not go do it no more. Things me used to do, me not go do it no more. The year it changed to 84. But here yellow man come fi tell you the score. He said, he want me to join the army.
Smile when you come face a bitch. Shoot a knife side. Or you think it's not nice to smile? You know, show your symptoms, show them. Niceness, you know. Smile when you come face a veteran and show respect to man and man, you know. Hello.
in the building. What you heard before the break, you heard Looney, Canadian R&B singer, featuring Mick Jenkins with Royal Flush. Before that, you heard Kalani and Aaron Ray with Change. I love, love, love that track. And then before we started off the segment with Pink Sweats at My Worst, make sure you check all of those tracks out. Stream, support the artists, because it's important. And I feel like all of those people in that little segment deserve to be known more and deserve, you know, to make a little money as well. Now, I don't remember if I said that. You're listening to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM with Miss Nikki, and I kick it here every first and third Monday of the month. I don't remember that. But as we've been discussing all show long, we do have the Neptune Analysis, Gallant's latest EP. Conversations in the Studio is happening with Zach and I right now, so let's get into it.
It's time for Conversations in a Cafe.
Hey, didn't you steal that from Janet Jackson?
Oh, my bad. It's time for Conversations in a Studio. They won't notice that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Conversations in a Studio. Not a Janet Jackson reference at all.
Yes, y'all. Welcome, welcome to Conversations in a Studio with my boy Zach. So excited to have him back.
Yes, it's always so good to be back. It's been too long, though.
It's always too long.
I know.
Because y'all know, I love Zach, but you know, Zach has a lot going on at all times. So we know, we understand that. We give him, you know, the time that he needs, and when he's here, you know, we appreciate it even more. So.
Well, thank you so much, Nikki. I appreciate that a lot.
No, like for real. And you know, once they open up these borders again, if ever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm dying to go back up there.
You shouldn't be dying to, but
you know, I guess that's the wrong wordage for right now. I'm really wanting to.
No, I mean, you know, I would love to have you. Also, I heard some recently about you getting, you know, that vaccine.
Yes, yes.
So I'm gonna be all up in your business, because you know, yeah, guys, we are gonna discuss Neptune by Gallant. We are, but first I gotta get into this business. This vaccine, right? Which one did you get first of all?
Well, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Okay, so how do you feel about it?
I felt great. You know, I got it March 26th, and I had no side effects other than I was just a little tired the next day. Okay. Yeah, it's been completely normal, no side effects. My fiance also got it, same thing with him. And there was, you know, a big scare in America about something with the Johnson & Johnson, but it was like 6 people in 7 million vaccines administered, so I never kind of got worried about that at all. Right. Yeah, but I feel really fortunate. It's been good. I still don't do anything other than work, but I feel a lot more comfortable now, you know. It's been a tough year, you know, everybody in like lockdown in Canada. We're fortunate in Florida to not have that kind of thing, but at the same time, it's a lot of wild people down here.
We know about Florida. We heard about y'all, and you know, unfortunately, Montreal had the very, you know, unfortunate title of being the Florida of Canada. Yeah. And because, you know, people just were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. And like, honestly, so right now, you know, it's at the time where it's looking like I'm probably going to have to get this vaccine. Of course, I am a little bit of a paranoid person. So, you know,
it's only human.
Yeah. It's only human. But from hearing from most people that I've gotten it, and you know, yourself just saying that, it seems to have gone well, and I have no reason to think that it will not go well, truthfully. So
yeah, I mean, everybody, I have it, my fiance has it, my father, my mom, my stepdad, and we've all been good. So I guess personal experience.
Everybody got Johnson & Johnson.
They got the Pfizer one, so they got the double shots.
Pfizer, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So different, but yeah, it's been good.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all heard it here first, you know what I mean? So we got real live testers of this vaccine who have gone out.
If you you should get it. You know, it's definitely beneficial to society, I think, if I can say that. I think that I'm definitely an advocate for it.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where I think, like, globally, it'll do more good than harm, to be honest. So
yeah, exactly.
All right, y'all, let's get into the music, though. I'm excited to talk about this.
I know you'd love this album.
Excuse me, I didn't even. But okay, so off of this statement, I'm kind of now unsure of Zach's feelings of the album. So how about we start off how we usually start? We're giving our initial thoughts upon the first listen of this, his wording, EP, Gallup's wording. So, Zach, you know, you do the honors. Go first.
Yeah. Okay. So this EP by Gallant is called Neptune. It was released in March. And, you know, it's definitely I think Gallant, what he does is, you know, he definitely tries to make R&B music in the same vein as the people that he grew up listening to, you know. So you have a lot of the old school vibe, but I don't know. I liked it. I thought that his production was pretty smooth and dreamy. Definitely a slow vibe kind of album. The only thing is,
be honest, I was going to say, like,
it's just a little, I think the songs, all of the songs, except for maybe a couple, are missing that something special. I just feel perhaps that that they're not being pushed beyond a concept of a song. And I think that's a little bit where some of these R&B singers are lacking. I know you're going to love it, but that's just my opinion. Well, I really felt your vibe coming through this album as I was listening to it. So I might be wrong. I don't know, but
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because Zach is my dude, Matt. Like, it doesn't even matter, like, how long it's been. He just, you know, he gets me. Listen, I'm very happy that you said that about the songs, because I have been trying to verbalize that in my head, and you just kind of like summed it up perfectly. Upon first listen, first of all, I love Gallant's voice, so I should start off there.
Beautiful.
Everybody knows I'm a vocals girl, so you know, I only halfway clued into instrumentals and lyrics, you know, until the second listen. So yeah. I was like, oh wow, what a voice, you know, ooh, he sings so well. And then I started to realize some of, like, what Zach was saying. Some of the songs aren't pushing past certain concepts, or they're not pushing past a certain comfortability.
They're not pushing beyond a certain, like, conceptual level, you know? Like, he could have taken the ideas further, in a sense. I think that he has a good idea for a chorus, but the chorus is never elevated in any way. So there's, you know, his storytelling is there in the lyrics, but it's a little bit missing in the, like, the song of it.
You know, the storytelling. I can't wait to talk about the storytelling, because a lot of it was confusing to me when it comes to Gallant. But upon, like, I'll just say overall, I guess, first listen, I was like, this is nice. It's something I wouldn't mind hearing again. I enjoyed it. So I wouldn't say after first listen, I was like, oh my God, this is it. Like, you know, this is his, like, I was like, oh, I enjoy this. And, you know, I'd play it again, probably. And that's what it was, first listen. I would say that it grew on me the more I listened to it. But, you know, let's get into our little track-by-track analysis here. So, there's 8 tracks on this EP. It's pretty, I mean, solid number of tracks, I would say. Come back.
Yeah, I guess I never understand what constitutes an album, what constitutes an EP. You know, they're all bodies of work, I guess, right?
Yes, but I think the real definition is under 9 songs. 9 or less is a EP, and, you know, 10 and up is an LP.
Got it. Okay, I'll jot that down.
Yeah, but most people, like, nobody cares anymore, to be honest with you. Like, it's just a project, and I feel like artists release EPs, like, obviously they do it in between full-length albums, and sometimes they do it, like, just to test the waters. Like, it's like, do people still like me?
And yeah, it's like mixtapes almost now.
Yeah, but mixtapes are confusing too, because it's like they're not what mixtapes are supposed to be.
Yeah, you'll have like a mixtape with like 23 songs. Like, it's a very strange culture.
And it's not even what it's supposed to be. Like, a mixtape was supposed to be like, you know, like these remakes of songs and stuff, like a lot of sampling. Right. Most of these mixtapes that I hear have like original material. I'm confused. So
Yeah, well, I think that the titles. Yeah, we digress, exactly. So we're back to the track by track review of this. And so, Comeback is the first song. So I think he's definitely kind of showing us what the album is going to be like. You know, you have guitar riffs that being led by kind of dreamy instrumentals and production. His lyrics are a little bit corny, though. I will say, I don't know if perhaps because his voice is nice, he's able to pull it off. Or I don't know. I'm not a big horoscope guy. So if I hear something about horoscopes, I'm kind of unrelating to it.
Okay, don't get me talking about my moon signs and shit. Come back. Okay, here's what I will say about his songwriting. Yes, it is corny. It's very, to me, and y'all take this how y'all want, it's very Mariah Carey in the sense of, like, sometimes it's like big words and it's intricate for no reason.
Such a good comparison.
And I love Mariah, and I love a lot of her songwriting. It's just Gallant takes it too far. It's just like, sir, like, what the hell are you saying? And I'm not ashamed to say it. Like, some of these songs, like, specifically, I'm looking at the lyrics and I'm trying to figure out, what the fuck is this about? And oh my goodness, I see y'all made me lose my temper on the radio. But it's like, because I was like, what is he talking about? But anyways, back to Come Back. I thought that. It was a solid entry to the album. To the EP, whatever. Because, you know, it has those very early 2000 melodies.
Totally.
Yes, his wordplay is intricate here. I think it's a strong start. Song, the S words, a strong song to start to the EP. I feel like it brings a great feeling to me. Like, I like the different flows that he did, the cadences, and I thought that on this song particularly, they were all executed. I can't speak today.
Ooh, girl. Like,
they were all executed perfectly, flawlessly.
Yeah, I agree. I just think, I don't know, there's something missing from this project.
From Come Back? We're looking at one song. Zach.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're right.
Okay. Chemical Romance.
I do like this one a lot.
The transition from Come Back was phenomenal. I didn't even notice it start. I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. If there's something I love about songs is when they can, like, make the transitions really smooth like that. It just always feels so good. Especially, it makes you feel like they put kind of a little bit of thought into the project.
A little bit.
No, but I like this one. He shows off his range. He's like singing, it's completely falsetto led. And again, with the dreamy production, it definitely shows his range. I think that's what this song kind of achieves.
I like the instrumental on this one. The song, the transitions within the song are really fun. They feel classic. There's a little guitar riff that I like that is repeating there. And, you know, as Zach said, very falsetto heavy. I find the subject matter just a little darker, a little deeper than the first track, and kind of like suggests that we're going to keep diving in as the EP goes. Like, it's going to get a little deeper.
Yeah, I agree. Just
Zach is
missing.
Not feeling the EP, and it's cool. It's cool.
I saw Brandy in the track listing, and I was just waiting for the Brandy song. And then the Brandy song came, and
you didn't like Dynamite, because that. And by the way, that is the next track, so we can just go into it. You didn't like Dynamite.
You know, I like the chorus, and I like the thought of Dynamite, and I like Brandy's delivery on Dynamite. I just felt like it's so repetitive. Just so repetitive. It's like in a loop. I feel like I'm caught in a loop with these duets on this EP. I don't know. I think he's lacking a little bit of, like, variation in the song. Maybe a key change on the last chorus to brighten it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I do think that a lot of the songs actually start to sound similar upon, you know, the more you listen to it, and not in the good way. There's a good kind of similar, and then there's a bad kind of similar. I do feel that I probably was a little biased because Brandy's on the track, of course, but, like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, a few of the latest collaborations that I've heard from Brandy have been a little bit lackluster to me. Like, Ro James had one with her. She did one with, what is his name? DJ Camper, and this one with gallant. I just feel like, I don't know if it's like holding back, but I feel like she's being underused or something.
Well,
like,
yeah, I think what it is these people want Brandy on their songs, but then the songs aren't kind of like up to par with what she produces on her own. So, yeah. I mean, there's only so much that she can do when she's given a certain like content. You know what I mean?
Big facts.
I don't know.
And I agree. And it should be said, listeners, I do agree with what Zach is saying. I don't disagree. However, like, I understand that many of the songs on the EP are missing an element, but I can still appreciate what they do bring. Like for Dynamite, I do like the subtle nuances on this song. I like what Brandy adds. I like that it's soft piano driven. I actually even like that it's very, very metaphorical. Like, even though I don't fully understand what they're talking about, I'm getting a volatile relationship, I think. The harmonies were kind of euphoric, right? Like a song that kind of transports you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like, in its on its own, it's a lovely track. It's not a phenomenal track.
It could be so much more. I think that's the thing that's so disappointing with all of the songs, except for, I think, maybe two.
No, it's okay. Be real, man. I'm watching.
I hate being so negative. Jeez.
But it's not negative. This is your opinion on art. Like, this is what they want us to do, I think.
Yeah, I think. I mean, they want us to stream it, but
that's true.
But I like it. I mean, again, talking about Neptune and retrograde, and you know,
no, this was too. That was too much. Cosmos and he's doing a lot, and I get it. The album is called Neptune. It's called Neptune, but it's like, sir, all right.
I have to pull out like the horoscope book to figure out what an album's about. You know?
Big facts. I have to do your whole birth chart.
Like, looking up on Google, all right, Neptune in retrograde.
In retrograde.
What is retrograde?
Well, Zach, don't get me started because I could tell you everything, but I'm not.
That's a whole other show.
It's a whole other show. But I will say he impressed me vocally on this track. You know, anybody who's able to keep up with Brandy.
Totally.
Is impressive to me, and I always say that he really gives me Usher vibes. Like their tone is so
totally.
Similar.
I completely agree.
But yeah, but then we go on to Julie, which is
Julie is my
funky,
standout.
Sexy, yeah, it's, you know, it has a sexy bass. It's very funky. This is like his cool kid moment. Like if you could say hip cat. I think
yeah, it's very kind of like Miguel Anderson .Paak vibes, a little bit, kind of like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I like Julie. I think it's a good song. I think he does best when the guitar is more like pronounced.
Mm-hmm. Any other reason why it stood out for you?
I like that it sounds brighter too compared to like the past three songs that are kind of like sluggish sounding. He kind of brightens up the mood here.
Kind of wakes you up a bit.
Yeah, I think. But then he brings it down again.
Yeah, because let's talk about this next one. Because this Third Eye, whatever it's called, what is the song called?
Third Eye Blind. Yes.
With Erin Ray. I was very sad because, this sounds depressing. I was sad because I like Erin Ray and I wanted something else.
Yeah.
The same way that later on, you know, I'm skipping ahead, but with Van Jess, I wanted something else. I'm like, why didn't I get it? I feel like I wanted to be in there. I wanted to be in the studio and I wanted to vocal produce this track and I wanted to rearrange the melodies for them. I'm like, I could have done it.
But I know. Even down to the verses, they like stuck it into this thing built around the chant back, and it's just so boring. I don't know.
It doesn't grab it. That one for sure, like I wrote down, it doesn't grab me. It's a poor example of both artists' potential.
Yes.
Like, it's just, no, I'm sorry. But it goes into a song that I kind of like.
I love this song.
Scars.
Yeah, like, so Scars is like 808 drums, synth-led song. Kind of have like a little bit of a housey vibes. He's singing in a more breathy tone. I really liked it. I think he's on a different vibe here than the rest of the album, and I appreciated that. It's definitely a more standout, restrained song for me.
Yes, exactly. I love the house, the more house vibes. I love that it's a little more upbeat, but it's kind of like in a different sense. It stands out on purpose. It's meant to stand out. I like that one. It feels like something where I could see him expanding on this sound or this kind of like lane.
Totally. And I think that it's kind of necessary in this like landscape of music to have this kind of music. You got to evolve and you got to experiment a little bit. So I appreciated that.
Shout out to you, Gallant. How old is Gallant?
He was born in 1991. So
how do you just know that off the bat?
Well, I looked it up. I was listening to him earlier and I was like, how old is this guy? Because I want to know how old he is compared to me. And like, you know, you're just listening to some people and you just think about
their age. Yeah.
What they've done with themselves compared to you.
Yes. I feel, I understand completely what you're saying. And, adulting is ghetto still. So, No More Tries. So
anyways, No More Tries.
With Van
Another Jesta. Repetitive duet.
A repetitive duet. I wrote, the first thing I wrote here, feels like I heard it before on this same EP.
Literally. Oh my goodness. But the chorus is stuck in my head because it just played so many times. I can't stop singing it in my head.
It's like it's this evil chorus in your head.
It's not even bad. It's just boring.
Yeah, like Zach is like, and it's funny because I don't disagree, but it's just the passion is hilarious. It's like it's just bad. Like why is it so boring? Do something else. Be creative.
Yeah, and I liked his. He had a release like 5 years ago that I thought was really creative.
Ology.
Yeah, I thought that was really that creative.
Was so good, right?
So I just felt good. I don't know. It was a little bit strange to hear. I felt like it was a step back almost.
Right. I was about to say, do you feel like it was a regression, I guess?
I do.
Ooh. Okay,
I do.
I have some later, when we come back with the final thoughts, I have some thoughts on that. But yeah, Van Jess, they always give me dope harmonies. So I love these girls. Are they sisters? I'm not sure. I think they're sisters.
Sisters, best friends, you know, it doesn't matter. They're tight.
Either way. I
loved this the harmonies on this song, though.
I absolutely love their harmonies. And I want more of them in the world. Like, I know, like, they're like the underworld's Chloe and Halle.
Oh my God, that's such a good, like, description of them. They're like the SoundCloud version of Chloe and Halle.
I was like, is that shade? Is that sound? It's going to sound shady if I say it. But anyways.
That's funny.
And then the last track on this EP, on this offering, is entitled Relapse. This one was released as a single, I believe. So I had heard it before I even heard the EP. I like Relapse, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like Relapse too. I think it's that he has these beautiful harmonies playing throughout the whole song, and he's singing in a lower register. He almost sounds like Frank Ocean a little bit on this song, which I loved, obviously.
He does.
Yes. I thought it was really good. I thought it was nice. A little bit forgettable like the other songs, but I thought it was a good closer.
Just
throw it in there.
I like Relapse because I feel like it changes the pace. Like, from the way the album starts, it kind of comes back a little, I guess, full circle. It
totally.
Kind of rounds it out. Even though we're very depressed in the middle of the album, we're also very confused in the middle. But I just have to say, like, I just want to talk to him about the songwriting because...
He writes down in his notebook. He just writes down his concepts, goes in the booth, and goes, all right, let's do this. And that's his lyrics. I totally feel that way because there's so that's so much, you know?
It's a lot. And here's what I think happens because I saw Greg. What I think happens is as a songwriter, you start writing some lyrics and then usually you go back and you fix it because you're like, oh, that was... quite horrible, or you need to refine it, you need to make it make sense in a melody or whatever. I feel like he just leaves it as that first iteration.
Yeah. He was like, nope, the first time was the best time. I cannot do any better than this.
Yeah, and he kind of just makes the words fit in the melody. Like, even if they don't fit, he just decides that they're going to fit.
We're shading it so hard, and he's, like, in there for months, like, crafting the lyrics exactly how he wants them.
Well, I mean, the song is very melodic. It sticks in your head for me. Like for me, Relapse was one of those ones that replayed often because I thought it felt very pop and B. It felt cute. Like there was a cute feeling to it. I feel like this is what maybe like. Okay, no, you know what? That's gonna be too shady. Never mind. I was gonna say something about Justin Bieber, but I'm gonna refrain.
We don't talk about Justin Bieber in this house.
Well, we don't. Oh, y'all don't do that.
I don't like him. I don't like him.
Straight up.
I really have no positive feeling towards the guy.
Did you never like him?
No, I never really have. I don't think he represents Canada well.
Well, he doesn't really represent anything well, except for like his very aggressive faith. Like I hate to say it like that, but
it's so strange.
I don't think it's strange that he has faith in God. I think it's strange.
No, that's not what I think is strange.
It's like a never mind. You know what? Let me not talk because.
But I'm like, his whole album. I mean, he went. I'm so confused by Justin Bieber.
Don't cancel me, Beliebers, or whatever y'all are named.
Cancel me because I can't stand him.
Oh my God. Wow. Like, just freaking. I'm sorry.
The new album was terrible.
I still haven't listened, even no matter how many people have begged me to. It's not good.
I did it for you, and it's not good.
Okay. Well, I really trust Zach's musical opinion, so I will not be listening. Like, I would never had plans to listen, but now I really won't listen.
There you go.
But back to Gallant. Yeah, Gallant. We're going to get into a couple of tracks off the EP. And I'm just like, this has been a shade fest for the EP. So I'm trying to see, like, what are we going to play?
I love Julie and I love Scars. So whichever one, they leave a good taste in my mouth about the album.
Let me see. Let me check my notes again. So Julie, I'm good with. Let's see.
Oh, and you love the Brandy song.
No, we're not going to do that. I don't like how you said that because that sounded shady, Zach. So
the Brandy song. Just skip to the Brandy verse.
Julie and you know what? Scars, whatever, man. Like, yes. And just to be shady, I'll just play like Brandy's part.
Yes. Just play like her runs throughout.
Yo, because those runs need to be in a museum or something. Because like, what are you doing? All right, we're going to get into those two tracks, guys, and we're going to come back and give you our final scores. And how about you guys try to guess while the songs are playing? We'll be right back.
Can a nigga say face before you leave him at the runway? No, I kept rolling the dice. Hit a nerve once or twice. Slipped on the ice. Cold as it was, I got the message. Heard that you told your friends I learned my lesson. So baby, why do you keep running?
Till so greener. So you fell in his arms. Thought I was going above and beyond. Learned my lesson. Now I'm trying to keep calm, but you left me with scars. I was so wrong. I was so wrong, 'cause you left me with scars.
Right, y'all, that was Gallant with Scars, and before that you heard Gallant with Julie off of his latest project Neptune. It was released in March. We've been reviewing it, we've been talking about it, we had some feelings. Zach made me realize some of my feelings as well, because I remember even listening to it like in preparation for the show, and I was like, there's something I want to say, but I can't find the words. And like the first sentence that Zach said was like, ah, that's what it was.
Well, that's what's so good about discussing music with people. You know, it's sometimes some people can just form things that you're thinking so well. And yeah, I like that about talking with you too.
Big facts. And I feel like it's time that we discuss our final rating for the album. And you know, I'm going to go first because I feel like I don't want to be influenced by what Zach is going to say. So I'm going to, okay, Gallant. And in retrospect, I'm also looking at the fact that you have released a project that I thoroughly enjoyed and expected, I guess, some growth from you here. Mm. And I didn't necessarily get that here with Neptune. I'm going to give this a solid 6.5.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
I agree. You know, I completely agree almost. I was going to give it a 6. That's how I feel about it. Just because
I had a feeling you were going to give it a 6. That's why I gave it the 0.5. Because I liked it a little better than Zach's.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have the same opinions, but a little bit. But I think you definitely like it more, perhaps. But I don't know. I think that he's on the right track, and it sounds beautiful. He sounds great. The production sounds great. I just think that, I don't know.
I think, to be honest with you, I feel like Gallant, and I know he's, I think he's 29 or 30 now, but I think he has not found his actual voice. He doesn't know what he wants to be or who he wants to sound like as an artist.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's stuck trying to make music in the vein of the people that he listened to instead of being himself. Like, he could make a classic with somebody like Brandy. Their voices could make a really good song, but it's just not.
He's so talented. He's so like vocally talented, and he has a, I guess I haven't seen him. I would actually like to see him like on other people's tracks. Like, I would like to see how he would approach another artist's vision, because I don't personally know him too well as being on features that I've heard or that I've seen. Maybe I'm wrong, because I can't think of
one. No, yeah, I can't really think of anything either. He'd be good on like a, I'd like to see him on kind of like a more upbeat song, perhaps that pushes him out of his like
comfort zone
and tempo that he likes, that perhaps breaks him out more to a mainstream audience.
I'm gonna challenge him to not use his falsetto.
Yeah, I mean, I did like his lower register, so I agree with that.
All right. Well, Gallant, I hope that if you ever hear this, that you're not too offended. And I hope that, you know, people who are listening to our review are not discouraged from listening, because, you know, everybody needs those streaming numbers, you know, help out the creatives. And maybe just because we don't like love it doesn't mean you won't love.
Oh, totally. It's definitely worth a listen. And I'm still going to buy the vinyl if it comes out.
It's not,
you know, I'll still support it.
Look, you gotta love that. He's like, I will still spend money on this.
Of course. Even though I hate it. No, I'm just kidding.
He doesn't hate it.
No, I don't. I'm kidding.
All right, y'all. Well, that is our review of Gallant's Neptune. Zach, you want to tell the people where they could find you? And, you know, hopefully you don't wait too long to come back next time.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Zachary MW. That's Zachary with an IE. And that's pretty much all of my social media.
Yes. All right. Well, I will let you go enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll catch up with you later.
Nikki, it's always good catching up with you. You have a great night. Thanks so much for having me.
Bye. Yes, y'all. So good to talk to Zach, man. I love that. I love our interaction. And, you know, make sure you check out Gallant's Neptune. But we got to get right back into the music. We got a few tracks before the show closes out. So I got to get into my little oldie segment. Okay, y'all know every show on the spot with Miss Nikki has to have an oldie segment, because I love old music. I want to go back to 2001 with Toni Braxton. 2000 or 2001 off the Heat album. I'm not sure which one. I think it's 2000 with the Heat album, Spanish Guitar, one of my favorite tracks off that album. And we're going to go back to 64. Yeah, 1964 with the Four Tops. Here we go.
Someday, yeah, I long crowd and close my eyes. Dream your mind, and you don't know, you don't even know that I exist.
Am I popping my peas?
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
There is this thing. Do you realize Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Bonjour, bienvenue sur En Profondeur sur CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. Aujourd'hui, nous allons vous parler en premier du Hub, cette semaine extraordinaire et super fondamental que je suis ravi de vous parler. Donc, je suis ravi de vous parler et je suis ravi